stuff like real men don't drink white wine, that two men shouldn't ever share an umbrella, and that a real man should be able to close one eye, look at the position of the sun, and tell you what time of day it is. When I was a little kid, I recall looking forward to being a man. Men smelled like aftershave and wore neckties and drank black coffee out of styrofoam cups. The role of man has changed a lot, and being a man is nothing like I thought it would be. I wonder if anyone else thinks it's kind of a confusing time to be a man. On one hand, I think it's kind of cool that the former roles of men and women have become a lot less defined. But on the other hand, I always feel sort of cool whenever I'm working with power tools. And on one hand, I think it's healthy that it's now far more acceptable for a man to express his sensitive side. But on the other hand, I always get sort of disturbed when I see a band that sounds like they have one testicle at most to share between themselves. On one hand, I'm really quite happy that the balance of power between men and women is a lot more equal than it used to be, but on the other hand, I really dislike it when high-octane turbo-feminists seem to automatically assume that all men are chauvinistic pigs. I also think it's interesting that Dockers has these advertisements that say, "Wear the pants," and that an Old Spice soap on a rope, which has been discontinued since 1991, will on average sell for $30 on eBay. In the movies, the young boy goes on a great adventure, and this is his rites of passage to become a man. I wonder if I should have made more of an effort to go on a great adventure, because so far being a man doesn't feel much different than being an old kid. Anyway, that's what I think about this. Well, at least I'm pretty sure that's what I think about this. Actually, to tell you the truth, I have no idea what I think about this. Thank you.